made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Zambia has made progress on energy projects, says government. Expert urges government to find lasting solution to economic challenges. Death toll from Indonesia flooding rises to 442.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Government has announced a significant progress in Zambia's ongoing power generation project, assuring citizens that efforts to end electricity shortages are firmly on track. Energy Minister Makozo Chikota says the country's current energy pipeline includes green city initiatives, rooftop solar installations, and large-scale renewable and thermal projects aimed at boosting national electricity supply. Mr. Chikota says so far, Zambia has added 347 megawatts of new generation capacity through completed projects such as the 100 megawatts Chisamba Solar PV project, the 25 megawatts Mailo Solar PV plant in Serenje, and various installations under the net metering initiative, contributing a combined 14.7 megawatts. The minister reviewed that 29 additional public and private sector power projects are currently under construction with a combined capacity of 2,510 megawatts expected to come online between 2025 and 2026. He explains these include Zeskomansa Solar PV Plant, Mamba Phase 2 Thermal Expansion, and CEC's Itimpi Phase 2 Project, among others.
The current project pipeline includes Green City Initiative, rooftop solar projects, utility-scale renewable, and thermal power plants. So far, 347 megawatts of new generation has been completed. Notable among these are the Chisamba 100 megawatts solar PV project, 25 megawatts Mailo solar PV plant in Serenje, and various projects under the net metering initiative with a total capacity of 14.7 megawatts. Furthermore, 29 public under ZESCO and private sector led pipeline projects are currently under construction with a total capacity of 2,510 megawatts.
Chipata Diocese Auxiliary Bishop Gabriel Misupipiri has commended President Hage Ndaizlema for consistently promoting peace, unity, and love in the country. Speaking during the Silver Jubilee celebration in honor of Bishop George Lungu, who has served the Chipata Diocese for 40 years, Bishop Piri underscored the importance of fostering harmony and goodwill among citizens. He urged political leaders from both the government and the opposition to embrace dialogue and prioritize national cohesion as the country heads towards the 2026 general election. Bishop Piri has further stressed that leaders must place national development and the welfare of citizens above political rivalry. Social and economic expert Dr. Silvia Mwamba has challenged the government to urgently find a lasting solution to the country's economic difficulties, especially after acknowledging that the economy is at a crossroad. Dr. Mwamba says Zambia continues to face recurring economic hardships, with authorities failing to resolve key issues affecting citizens and businesses. She argues that the government must urgently address critical fundamentals such as inflation and the exchange rate, which she says are central to restoring stability and boosting public confidence.
Saving in terms of job creation typically lag behind these sorts of macroeconomic improvements. And that's because consumers usually feel price reductions gradually, and it takes time for lower inflation, for currency appreciation to trickle down through supply chain to retail prices. And the extent and timing of what we would call relief will hinge on how sustained these economic improvements are, as well as on global economic development.
Patriotic Front PF presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile has vowed that opposition members of parliament will unite to block the controversial constitution amendment bill number 7, insisting that the proposed changes do not reflect the will of the Zambian people. Mr. Mundubile has stated that the amendment bill appears to be driven by an individual rather than through broad national consultation. He has stressed that constitutional reforms must always be initiated and shaped by the collective voice of citizens, not by those in power seeking to entrench their personal interests. Mr. Mundubile has argued that the lasting constitutional reform must be citizen-led, inclusive, and designed to strengthen democracy. Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has called on President Hage Ndeizilema to ensure that the newly created driver's desk at State House prioritizes social security concerns affecting drivers across various sectors. President Ndeizilema on Wednesday announced the establishment of a driver's desk at State House, a move aimed at providing a direct platform through which drivers can channel their grievances and engage government on challenges facing the profession. Association General Secretary Sidney Mbewe has welcomed the initiative, describing it as a positive step towards recognizing drivers as a critical part of the country's economy. Mr. Mbewe says social security remains one of the major challenges facing drivers, particularly those in the informal transport sector.
Key among these I would like to see personally, my association is that we look at the drivers' social welfare. I think about 13% of drivers across the country are captured on the social welfare, be it NEMA, transport profession, or the road driver. They've got without the social necessities are supposed to be in the time that they want to retire, or they are injured during their work, or they are sick during the time that they are at work. So most of the time, the people that employ them, who themselves are enjoying these facilities, they have not taken an interest to put these drivers on board. The second, that's why I would be happy the different
we take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The death toll from flooding and landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island has risen dramatically to 442.